The other drew himself up to his full height.
I am a Jedi Master,
he ground out.
I join no one.
I see, Thrawn nodded. In that case, permit us to join you. His glowing red eyes bored into the old man's face. And permit us to show you how you can have more power than you've ever imagined. All the power even a Jedi Master could desire. For a long moment, the old man continued to stare at Thrawn, a dozen strange expressions flicking in quick succession across his face.
Very well, he said at last. Come, we will talk.
Thank you, Thrawn said, inclining his head slightly. May I ask who we have the honor of addressing?
Of course.
The old man's face was abruptly regal again, and when he spoke, his voice rang out in the silence of the crypt.
I am the Jedi Master Jeruis Sabaoth.
Pelion inhaled sharply, a cold shiver running up his back.
Jeruis Sabaoth, he breathed. But,
he broke off. Sabaoth looked at him, much as Pelion himself might look at a junior officer who has spoken out of turn.
Come,
he repeated, turning back to Thrawn.
We will talk.
He led the way out of the crypt and back into the sunshine. Several small knots of people had gathered in the square in their absence, huddling well back from both the crypt and the shuttle as they whispered nervously together. With one exception, standing directly in their path, a few meters away, was one of the two guards Sabaoth had ordered out of the crypt. On his face was an expression of barely controlled fury. In his hands, cocked and ready, was his crossbow.
You destroyed his home, Sabaoth said, almost conversationally. Doubtless he would like to exact vengeance.
The words were barely out of his mouth when the guard suddenly snapped the crossbow up and fired. Instinctively, Pelion ducked, raising his blaster. And 3 meters from the Imperials, the bolt came to an abrupt halt in midair. Pelion stared at the hovering piece of wood and metal, his brain only slowly catching up with what had just happened.
They are our guests,
Sabaoth told the guard in a voice clearly intended to reach everyone in the square.
They will be treated accordingly.
With a crackle of splintering wood, the crossbow bolt shattered, the pieces dropping to the ground. Slowly, reluctantly, the guard lowered his crossbow, his eyes still burning with the now impotent rage. Thrawn let him stand there another second like that, then gestured to Rook. The Nogri raised his blaster and fired. And in a blur of motion almost too fast to see, a flat stone detached itself from the ground and hurled itself directly into the path of the shot, shattering spectacularly as the blast hit it. Thrawn spun to face Sabaoth, his face a mirror of surprise and anger.
Sabaoth!
These are my people, Grand Admiral Thrawn.
The other cut him off, his voice forged from quiet steel.
Not yours, mine. If there is punishment to be dealt out, I will do it.
For a long moment, the two men again locked eyes. Then, with an obvious effort, Thrawn regained his composure.
Of course, Master Sabaoth, he said. Forgive me.
Sabaoth nodded.
Better. Much better.
He looked past Thrawn, dismissed the guard with a nod.
Come,
he said, looking back at the Grand Admiral.
We will talk.